And here's how it's going to go. The next act will be Chris Boehmer, and then Woody Carpinella, Rich Eilbert, Gail Morse, Kenny Seltzer, John Boehmer, Ann Sandstrom, Ed Lockler, Rick, Gail, help me out with this.
All right. Ed Lockler, Rick Quimby.
Rick Quimby.
Brenda Assis,
and Stephen Moore. Okay, and without further ado, and where is she? Right here! Please welcome a very fine vocalist and musician, Chris Boehmer.
Thank you. check. Can you hear me? Okay. In a few weeks, there's going to be an important historical anniversary. It'll be the 150th anniversary of the Gettysburg Address. And I've always really been very moved by that speech. And this past year, I guess it was, I decided to put it to music.
Fourscore and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation, or any nation so conceived and so dedicated, can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We are here to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggle here have consecrated it far above our poor powers to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion. And we here highly resolve that that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth.
Thank you, Abraham Lincoln.
That was beautiful, Chris. Keep it going.